All right, we're up to the Gufa of Shmuel. And really, to the main nakuda in the lumdis here is the issue of how to look at Shvach. How to look at Shvach Harkois, how to define Shvach Harkois. Whether you see it as an extension of the field or as something new. That's the main nakuda of Suffolk here. Now, before I start the Gemara, yesterday at the end of Shir, I mentioned to you the Ktzais is Suffolk. The Ktzais had a case, a little bit of a complicated case, but a case which really illustrates to a great degree the what we're talking about. The Ktzais had a case as follows. Somebody bought a piece of karka, and after he bought the karka, he lent money from Shimon. He rent money from, we called A. He lent money from the first Malva. And after he borrowed money from A, he sold the karka. So at this point, it's a regular case of mishubadim. It's a regular case of things that are mishubit. And it's a very simple case. What he did afterwards is he borrowed money. So again, he sold the karka, we'll call it to B, to the second person. So right now, it's mishubit to A. If he doesn't have money, so A takes away the karka from B. Subsequently, he borrowed money again from C. So now he has two people he borrowed money from, A and C, and in between he sold his karka to B, to the man in between. After all this happened, A, B, and C, all happened, the karka went up in value. There was a shvach karkois, and the karka went up in value. The Ktzais Shaila is, to whom is the karka mishuvit? Who does the karka go to? To whom is the karka meshubit now? What's the shaila? What's the nidain? So let's see. Let's say this shvach, which comes all the way at the end, it comes after the three steps, okay? A, he borrowed from A. Then he sold karka to B. Then he borrowed from C. Then this karka went up in value. How do you look at that new karka that went up in value? Now, if you look at it as a brand new possession that came to him, something new, like a new karka, so what would be the din? If a person, after he borrowed money from two people, plus sold the field b'achrayis, and after all that, he bought a new piece of karka, well, if he bought a new piece of karka, it's meshubit to everybody. I told you that a few days ago when we had case number one on the board, which is a Gemara, it was not in Mukiyasis Chedish. Case number one, when somebody buys karka all the way at the end of the line, there's meshubit to everybody equally. What you all are familiar with from Gemara, that the first malva has first dibs on karka, that's only a karka that existed at the time. Karka that comes at the end goes to all mishubadim equally. Okay, that's a davar pashut. The karka comes at the end goes to everybody equally. If you look at the shvach that came at the end as new karka, as a brand new piece of karka, then it's meshubit equally to actually all three people. A and C he owes money to, he borrowed money. And to B, because B is going to lose his karka, A is going to be tevei the karka that B bought. So B, the lekeach, also has tainus now. Because he bought karka, it was taken away. Now he also has a tefiah on the original person. So that if you look at this shvach karka as something brand new, then if you look at it as something brand new, it's meshubit to everybody. It's meshubit to everybody equally. Is that clear?
It doesn't make sense though, because the Levi doesn't own this land anymore. gave his soul. This should have nothing to do with his name.
What you're asking is good. It doesn't make sense. But wait, what you're asking, though, would be a kasha even on a simple case of Gevis HaShvach. What you're asking is, you're right. We'll get to what you're asking in a second. If you look at it as a new piece of karka, so then it would be mishubit to all three equally. Assuming the karka has a shaykhis to the original loiva. You're saying, why does it have a shaykhis? It's good. But if you look at it as a new piece of karka at the end, then it's mishubit to all three equally. If you look at that karka at the end, the shvach karka that came at the end, say it's not a new thing. It's just that Yena field, which he had sold a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, whenever he sold it, that suddenly sprouted, it became worth more. It's a piece of the old karka. You don't look at it as a new piece of karka. Then it's only meshubit to the first person, because that karka was only meshubit to A. Because when A borrowed, he was the only, the karka existed. And then it was sold later. So it's only Meshubit, the Gufa karka is only Meshubit to A. So if you look at it as an extension of the original karka, so then it's a Dava Pashit that it only goes to A. This is pretty much what the Ktsais says in Tukuf Tezvav, Sukkot and Gimel, that it depends how you look at it. Now, of course, he brings a Raya how you look at it, and we'll see that soon. But you understand that it depends how you look at Shvach. Is Shvach something new, which rolled around later? Or is Shvach just the old karka spreading wings, the old karka growing up and being worth more? And we look at it as just a part of the old karka. This is the one Chakira, probably Machlekes Rishayim, that we're going to have today regarding how you look at Shvach karkois. So, This is the Nakuda that the Ktsais talks about, and the Nakuda which you'll have to see now as we see Shmuel's memory. Okay? Let's see the memory of Shmuel. Gufa Ame Shmuel, Bachayv Gaiv Eser Shvach. Before we see anything in Svara, should a Bachayv get Shvach? What's the case? The case is that I lent you money, I lent you $500, and you have a $100 field. So that $100 field is meshubit to me. Now, if you still have the $100 field and it goes up to $200, $300, $400, it's still meshubit, right? If you don't sell it, so there's nothing to talk about. I could take even the shirt off your back, whatever you own, I take. What happens if you sold it? And then the shvach came later. Whatever you owned at the time you sold certainly is meshubit to me. But you sold the field that was worth $100. The shvach came after you sold it. The lekeach got the field. And he was improved the field. In Svara, should I have a tviya on that shvach?
No.
So that's what you were saying before. Why not?
Because technically all you would have got anyways was $100 out of that field.
More. You're right.
So being that out, you should pay me or something. I shouldn't have to lose everything.
Well, you're not...
It's not his to give the whole thing.
That's the Vart. It's not his. You have the Laiva. The Laiva has borrowed money, has a field. It's worth $100. And he sold the field. It's worth $100. The buyer now went and he fertilized the field and he built on the field, whatever he did. What does that have to do with the liver? Who's the liver? What has the liver got anything to do with it? L'chayrin Svara, the member of Shmuel, Balchayv Gaivis HaShvach, in Svara, L'chayrin, it shouldn't be that way. Why should the Balchayv get Shvach? I borrowed money, whatever I have is Meshubit to the Meicher. If it's something I never have, and I never had, and I never will have, why should it be Meshubit? I had a $100 field. I sold it to someone. And now that person improved the field. Why should that be meshubit to my balchayv? What does my balchayv have to do with the improvements? In Svara, right away, this is a problem with the memra of balchayv gaives hashvach. Why should the balchayv get the shvach? You'll all agree, if I have a field, I owe somebody money and I have a field, and I sell it to you. And you go and you park your car on my field. So the car you parked on your car on my field. Can my Bachayv take away your car? Huh? My Bachayv will take away your car? Ridiculous. What does your car have to do with it? I borrowed money. I sold you the field. You park a car in the field. My Bachayv certainly can't take the car. So why, if you improve the field, he could take the, what you improved? So the Rush, because he's bothered by this, the Rush says that Bachayv goy v'sashvach is taka takana d'rabbanan. Shaloitin al delas. It's made to make it easier for people to lend money. It's not a din d'iraisa at all. It's not a din d'iraisa at all. It's only gzera d'rabbanan shaloitin al delas. And we'll have to see if everyone agrees with the Rush, but that's shitas a Rush, that the whole thing is only shaloitin al delas. The Rush is not so good. What? Okay. All right. What's David saying? That according to the Brisker Rav said that the pshat morning I'm mishubadim is that you mevatel the original mechira. If you mevatel the original mechira, then it's poshut that the shvach is shayach to the original owner. You're right. So what did it say? Chutz min hashvach. That it's potel except for the shvach. We'll have to see. The tain is a good tiger. And we'll see, probably the Arishayim will hold that way. In the meantime, we'll learn the Rush. The Rush explains this way, that it's Xeri Darbara Shalaitin al Dallas. As I state in the Rush.
Now, this is going to help. Why would someone be Sevach on this?
Why Zelf Shalaitin al Dallas? Yeah. Because Karka goes up in value. When I lend you money and you already own the Karka, so I'm sort of, I'm hoping on the Karka. The Karka may make money. Makes it easier.
Land.
What?
People aren't going to buy land. People aren't going to improve land. They're afraid they're going to lose.
You have the flip side. The flip side. People are not going to want to buy. Okay. Well, Chazal made the shot stop that this was more important. Now this is what it says in the Rush. The Ktzais brings this Rush. And he says, we see from the Rush that the Shvach, the Rush learned that the Shvach is something new. It's not an extension of the old. It's something new that came to the Lekeach. So that was the Ktzais' Safik. The Ktzais' Safik, is it something new or is it just an extension of the old? So he says, we see from the Rush that the Rush learns that it's something new and really shouldn't even be Meshuvit. It's only Meshubid because of Shalaitin al-Dalas. That when you rely on a karka, you're relying on the karka plus the shvach. But we see that the Rush understood that this is like a new piece of karka that came later. And really, it shouldn't be Meshubid. It's only Meshubid because of the Kana Durabban. Zachtik Tzais, okay, now let's take this Rush and go back to our the Ktzais' story. What is the Ktzais' story? He borrowed money from A, then he sold the karka to B, and then he borrowed money from C. And now the shvach comes along. Now the karka goes up in value, and let's say, look at C, Loivis C. He's coming, and what does he want to get? What does he want to be Toveya? What does Loivis C want to get? He says, I want to get the shvach. I want to have a right in the shvach. It's like a new field. I want to have a right in the shvach. Would he have a right to take the shvach? Based on the way the Rush learned. The Rush learned that the shvach is like a new field. It's like something new. And that the shvach is like a new field. It's like something new. And it's only a takana d'rabbanan shleitel l'dalas that is meshubid. So how's it going to work out now? Could C, loy v'si, could he have a taina, mal v'si, could he have a taina now in this karka? What do you say? Huh? He wants to be tevei the shvach. He says, look, there's $100 shvach, it's meshubid, let's split it three ways. Loiva Aisha gets, Malva Aisha gets some, and Lekeach, who lost his karka, should get some, and I should also get some.
By the time he borrowed money, his karka wasn't by Leiva.
Right.
He doesn't even know that.
So that's what the Ktzai says. The Ktzai says...
Yeah, he knows, he sold the film. He knows the
files.
He knows, he sold the film. Same way the other guy checked the files. He checked the files.
He checks the files to see what character he owns.
Yeah.
He owns.
But he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he knows that there could be Shvach to it. Same way by the first guy, he said he knows, he's hoping that this could be Shvach to
it. He knows one piece of character, he might get Shvach hit the second place,
suddenly. Well, yeah, he knows, it might be Shvach. He knows he sold a piece of character, it could be that the price would have gone.
I'll tell you the way Ktzai says it, and then we'll figure out. The Ktzai says that what's the rush? When karka is meshubit to me, I lent you money and karka is meshubit. So the karka is meshubit, and that includes the fact that I know karka could go up in value. If I lend you money, especially for a long period of time, I lend you money for 5 years, and the karka is meshubit, so I know the karka over 5 years usually goes up in value. So the shvach of the karka is also meshubit to me. There's a shalai tilm deles, oktik tzais, shat nirash, that when the guf hakarka is meshubit to me, there's a shalai tilm deles on the shvach. If the whole reason I'm lending you money is because I want to be able to rely on being tevef in the karka, so I want to be able to tevef in the karka, the whole karka, including the fact that it goes up in value. Masha'en kain. A person like loiva number C, malva number C, to whom the karka itself is not meshubit. He didn't rely on the karka itself because the karka was gone by the time he lent the money. If the karka is not meshubit, he says it's not mistaber to say that he relied on the improved value of the karka. The karka itself is not meshubit to him. There's no shloi tinal deles on someone who lends money. I'm willing to lend you money. I have no karka, nothing. I'm lending it on the fact that old karka might go up in value. That's not what a person is saying when he lends money. He lends money based on something that's real, that exists. So once it exists, if it goes up, he wants it also. But to say that he's lending money, with the day he's lending it, nothing's meshubit. Only on shvach, without the guf hakarka, it's taken out of davar amistavar. So the whole shaloi tinul deles oktik tzais, when the karka itself is meshubit to you, when you're relying on lending somebody money based on karka, so then when it goes up, you're relying on that also. However, when you're lending someone money based on, and there is no karka, to say, like Yaki's trying to say, that he's lending him the money with the relying on the fact that even though nothing's meshubit today, the karka might go up in value, that's not a davar mistaver. The person doesn't, a person lends money based on his real estate, his real estate is meshubit. Once it's meshubit, he wants it, when it goes up, it should be meshubit too. But only on the shvach, without the gufa karka.
So if I'm going to get the karka, I'm not going to lend money, but now that I'm getting the shvach, I am going to lend the money. Why is that needless? The same if it's needless delos that way, because saying the karka is not enough to make me lend you money. But now that I'm getting the shvach, now I'm going to lend you the money, which is only a chance.
I think the idea is that it's standard to lend someone money and put a lien on his real estate. That's a standard way of lending money.
But you wouldn't lend
so
money.
So for that, I want the real estate with the, whatever's going to happen to it if it goes up.
That's coming as an advantage. I said, I wouldn't lend just the car. I would not lend money if I would just be getting the car. That's what they're saying.
I'd be reluctant to lend the money.
Yeah. Lend the money.
Some
now
people
won't. So it's the shvach that's what's doing it.
It's not. It's the karka and the shvach. Yeah, the karka and the shvach. It's hard to say that a person lends money based totally on being able to monetize something which he hopes will go up and then the shvach. There are people maybe who do, but it's not the same as the rush. What?
Why does that person lend the money? He took a risk.
Some people lend money even though they're not sure they'll get paid back. You know, people who lend money.
Well, I mean, so I say very simply, we can't make everybody happy. That's the end of the day. We can't make everybody happy. Now, in din, the halacha really should be that you have no rights to shvach.
At all.
Today, Shelley told us, the Rabbana went and said, when you go and lend the money, you get the shvach also. But now it's too late. Once he has it, when the second guy comes, it's already taken already. This whole thing that the next guy can have a time is the point that this is a new thing. But the Rabbana said it's no longer a new thing.
Grada, I think it's not true. If you would have a case, let's say the shvach is $10,000. That's more than enough to pay A and B. And now the Leiva says, okay, there's money left. Let me get that. It still won't be Meshubitim. There's no shaykhis to it. What shaykhis does he have? That karka was gone when he came. It's telling somebody else. There's no shalom.
I'm saying that's the point.
But you're mentioning because it's taken away from A. You can't make everybody happy. You can't take away.
I'm saying once the Rabbanu went and set up the din of Shalei Tomdalos, and now we're not saying Shalei Tomdalos so everyone should be happy. We're saying Shalei Tomdalos is a set din. We say now that the Shvach is Meshubit also to this guy.
The Shvach is Meshubit to wherever the Karka is Meshubit. That's what we're saying in the Rosh. The first Leiva, yeah. The first Leiva.
And you can't go and start breaking it up with 50 other people.
Okay, good. Okay, so let's see the explanation of Shmuel. So this is all, the Rosh is an explanation of the words Bachayv Goyves HaShvach. That's the Pshat Bachayv Goyves HaShvach. Omer Rava, Teida Shekach Koysev, Teida, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove to you that Bachayv gets HaShvach. Shekach Koysev Loi Meichel L'Lekeach. This is what the Meichel writes to L'Lekeach, not the Bachayv. Meichel L'Lekeach. Okay, you have the Baal Chayv who wants to get the Shvach, and we're proving it from the star of the Meichet to the Lekeach. Ano Eikin v'ishvi v'itki v'imrik zvini ilan. Now he's trying to guarantee it to him. So he's saying that I'm going to settle Ano Eikin v'ishvi v'itki v'imrik. What does that mean? I'm going to make sure it goes through. I'm going to make sure that any possible pikpukim will come off zvini ilan from these sales, inun them. What's amoleihain v'shivcheyain? So amoleihain is what? Is the shvach through work, through the hoitzois that I put in, the amelus that I put in. V'shivcheyain, and whatever shvach that comes, so some rishonim say it means the shvach that comes without any hoitzois, just by itself. Others say it means the shvach that's above the hoitzois. But either way, amaleyin is whatever goes up in value because I work. Shivchei, whatever goes up, etzem ve'ekum kodamach, and I'll make sure you get your money back. V'tzavi zvina dinan. V'tzavi means and it's agreeable. Zvina dinan, the sale. V'kibul aleihu aloihi, and he accepted it. So what's the raya from the shtar? What's the raya from the shtar? So here it sits with a knesh. What's the Gemara's raya from the shtar? The raya is that since the meicha guarantees the lekeach the shvach, must be the lekeach loses the shvach. Well, why is he guaranteeing the shvach? Must be that the lekeach loses the shvach. Now that makes 100% sense, right? So why is Tosis bothered? What bothers Tosis about the Gemara? The pashat in the Gemara is the way I just told you. When I learned the Gemara first, that's what I learned. If the meicha is guaranteeing the lekeach, must be that the lekeach loses the shvach. That's pashpshat in the Gemara. Now, just think for a minute. I'm selling you a karka, and I guarantee the shvach. That's the reason that the Baal Chayv could take the shvach. Or that's just a raya that the Baal Chayv could take the shvach. It's because I write it in the shtar, that's why. It was just a raya, he could take the shvach, because otherwise why would I guarantee it? Huh? Simen or Siva? Seriously. What is it? Let's say I would tell you, you know, when you go to the doctor, you have to pay. I'll prove to you, yeah, when you go to a doctor, you have to pay. Because people have insurance policies that pay the doctor bills for them. So that's a raya that when you go to doctors, you have to pay. Does that make sense? Huh? It's a lot of sense. It's a raya. No? If a guy doesn't know, do you pay that? You don't pay that. Well, look, people have insurance. So it must be that you have to pay the doctor. Okay. Let's say I would tell you, so therefore, a person who doesn't have insurance doesn't have to pay the doctor. Would that be the next step logically? Huh? Huh?
No.
Would it make any sense? No? No? Does that make sense? I tell you, I'll prove to you, you have to pay doctors because people have insurance to reimburse. So see, it's a raya, therefore a person who has no insurance doesn't have to pay a doctor. So you laugh at me, it's ridiculous. Yet, it's exactly what the Gemara says. The words of the Gemara, if you learn them, Pashup Shat, it's exactly what's happening here. The Gemara says, do you have to pay the Baal Chayv the Shvach? Does the Baal Chayv get Shvach? Say yes. Because there's insurance. What's the insurance? The Meicha Garrett says, I'll pay you back. It's also kind of insurance, right? The Meich is telling the Lekeach, I'll pay you back. So Zok the Gemara in the next line, Elamiyato, Amalei Rabbi Bechir Bar Avalei, Elamiyato Matana Deloi Kosov Leihachi. A person who has no insurance, he got a Matana, nothing, he's not guaranteed anything. Hachinami Deloi Tarav Shvacha, Amalei. So the Gemara here seems to not make sense. I'm telling you, it's a raya that the Lekeach gets Shvach, because we see it's the Meicha guarantees it. That's a raya. If it's a raya, so then you'll say matana. He doesn't guarantee it. It doesn't go. What do you mean? I just was being a raya. The fact is that you get shvach. This insurance policy is just a raya. It's not the reason. If I say some diskemara, if I care it, that the reason that a bal chayv kaman ein shvach is because it's guaranteed. Vaistes in this Gemara, now we're going to have to figure out if that makes sense, but this Gemara is saying, you know why a bal chayv can get shvach from the poor lekeach, the poor innocent lekeach, he bought a field, he improved the field. Why could the bal chayv go to the lekeach? You know why? The siba is, since it's guaranteed, therefore he can take it from him, it's not such a terrible thing for him to take it from him. It's the Siba, it's not the Raya. If you learn the Gemara Pashup Shat, you would think it's the Raya. The Gemara is saying it's not that way. It's a Siba Ladover. If it were not for the fact that money is guaranteed, we wouldn't take from the Lekulchais. That's what the Gemara here is saying, and that's what bothers Tais. Is Tais trying to explain it. I don't follow. If
it's a
sin, then a matana who doesn't have such a star. But the din is true anyway. The din is the karka is meshubid. At the time the karka was meshubid, there were no lekeche, no sales, and no gifts. It's meshubid. The person lent the money in January. It's meshubid him. Now the question is that shibud or shibud of shvach? I mean, a raya it is, because the kuchas get it guaranteed. That's only a raya that when you lend money, shvach is meshubit to you. That's all it is. It's a raya that when you lend money, shvach is meshubit. Once it's a raya, it should be that way by matana too.
So how do we just use the case of, let's say, you bought it with chazak without a shtark?
What would be the case? Why did the Gemara have to go to Matana? Why didn't the Gemara just say a case where you didn't say you didn't write a shtar?
Right, it's a sin, because it's something that's normal to write a sin, because this is what happened.
It could be because Achray is Tal Seifer.
So
even without a shtar, Achray is Tal Seifer means that it's an automatic thing that is Achray. The way we learn. Yeah, you could sell Beferish B'lai Achray, that's for sure. If you sell Beferish B'lay Achrayis, I mean, the Gemara could ask the Kasha, or the Gemara could have asked him a case where he's Beferish sold the B'lay Achrayis. Enochinami. He sells a Beferish. Is it Mistaver that if I sell a Beferish B'lay Achrayis, that the Bachayiv came on Ayn Shvach? Right? It's not Mistaver. So then everybody will.
I could sell
it. Yeah, I understand.
Why
does he get the Shvach?
Don't say
Achrayis
is everything
except
Shvach. Achrayis
is for everything
except
Shvach, and that should be enough to undo the whole this whole Gemara. You're right. So the question is, what's the explanation of the Gemara? There are a few pshatim in the Rishayim. We're learning so far today the Rosh. I'll explain it the way like the Rosh, which could be as Kavanas Taisis also. Stam it is. What we're saying is like this. Why is Shvach Meshubit? It's all Takana Drabbanan, Shaloi Tinal Dallas. The whole reason Shvach is Meshubit is also Takana Drabbanan, Shaloi Tinal Dallas. So therefore, the Rabbanan said Shvach should be Meshubit. Gemara is saying that we wouldn't have done such a thing at the total expense of the Lekeach. The Lekeach is just going to lose everything. He's going to lose his whole Shvach. We wouldn't do such a thing to him. But we wouldn't do it. Hey, Yais! A normal shtar guarantees the lekeach that he's going to get reimbursed. So it's not really a hefset to olekeach. That's the reason the Rabbana made the takana. In other words, the Gemara goes like this. Omishwul, b'chayv gav es ha-shvach. There's a takana de Rabbanan that a b'chayv gets the shvach. Omer Rav, teida. I'll prove it to you. Sheken, because he guarantees it. Now, of course, the fact that he guarantees it, it's a raya. The question is it also the siba? Is it the reason? The answer is, yes, it is the reason. Because were it not for the fact that a lekeach is it can be reimbursed, the shvach that he got, or that it's normal for him to be reimbursed, I would have never given the shvach, made a takana drabanan shleitin al davis. I only made the takana drabanan because normally a lekeach gets reimbursed. Now, what happens if you have one lekeach who's not getting reimbursed? I'm not going to change the rules for him. It's already, I already borrowed money. I already lent someone money, and his karka is meshubit, and his shvach is meshubit. So because someone's going to borrow and going to buy it in an unusual way, that's not going to change the rules. The chiddush of Gemara is that a matana does change the rules, and that's a very big chiddush. And that the Gemara says, Elamayata matana, the loikos of hachi, hachi nami loitar shvacham layin. It's not mistaber. The kasha is that it's not mistaver that a person who gets a matana should have more staying power in land than somebody who buys a karka. No, matana by yafa means something else. Matana by yafa is that when I sell someone karka, I give it to him generously. So I give him. If I'm giving it to him, I'm including the virus and including the war and including this and this. So that's the umdin of a das of a person. But the question here is whether they're shibudim, whether Chazal gave the shvach to the Baal Chayv. So it's a pelvic thing. If someone buys the land, the shvach does go back to the Baal Chayv. If someone gets a matan, it doesn't. Chiyafa, the Gemara says, Yafa v'yafa, yeah, because he's guaranteed and he's not guaranteed.
What? The actual Karen.
The Karen, he does get back.
He gets back?
Oh, by Matani, you mean?
So now, 1 week here, then you just lose it. Who cares? He had nothing. 2 days ago, he started off with nothing. So who cares if he's losing? It's not like he should have any. Why do we care if he's not going to get the Shvach back?
Okay. What? Well, that's actually a Machlokes Rishonim. The answer to his question is actually the Machlokes Rishonim, which I'll share with you. I learned the Gemara, just the Pashup Shat, the way the Rosh and Taisus Pashlis learned this Gemara. And it's a Chiddush. The truth is, the Pesach Din of the Gemara, the Svara is complicated. The Pesach is very simple. When do you get Shvach? If it's sold, and not if it's given away as a Matana. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, a three-way Machlokes Rishonim. How wide the Chiddush of this Gemara goes. This din, the Chiddush Dikah din, I lend someone money, and I feel comfortable, his karka is meshubit to me, everything's fine. And then he gives it away by matana, and now I'm not going to be able to manai the shvach, I still can manai the karka, but I can't manai the shvach. How far does it go? The Rosh learns, Pash Pshat in the Gemara, that it goes in all shvach, in all shvach. Any shvach that a makabel matana puts in, total, all shvach, all the same. It's all included in what the Gemara says, that the original Bachayv does not get it. The Rif is mechalik. The Rif says that there's a difference between shvach, which comes because the makabel matana spent money, Shvach machmas haitzah. Shvach machmas haitzah does not go to the Baal Chayv. And shvach de memela, that does go to the Baal Chayv. That's the Rif's shita. The Rif is, of course, coming to answer what David had asked. That the makabel matana, why shouldn't it be mishubit? What does he lose? Yesterday he had nothing. Someone gave him a gift. So he loses the gift. What? So the Rif learns that Achinami, someone gave him a gift and it went up in price by itself, that he loses. That goes back to the Baal Chayiv. When we talk about a Mekabel Matana, we're talking about something that he put into the karka. He put his amelos, his hitzais, he spent money. So now we don't want him to lose. We don't want him to have a hefsid. So that stays by the Mekabel Matana, because it's not guaranteed, so that stays by him.
Wait,
the Rif says, Bailokeh, points to the Rif, all shvach is meshubit. And by Matana, only the shvach, that's the shvach to Memeil is meshubit, and not the shvach, shemach v'sitziyah. That's what's going on.
Does the Rif agree with the Rashi that
probably not.
Well, the,
One second, step at a time. The Ramban, in the, under the Rif, the Ramban in the Melchamos goes even a step further. And he says that even a Mekabel Matana, not only the Shvach, the Memela goes to the Baal Chayiv, even the Shvach Shemachmas Hoitzah also goes to the Baal Chayiv. The only thing the Mekabel Matana could keep is his actual expenses, his actual Hoitzahs. That he can get from the Shvach. He can take from the Shvach his actual expenses. Not more than his actual expenses. Now, in Svara, the Ramban is very, very strong. That how good should the Mekabel Matana should get as little as possible. So whatever he spent, he gets. In Svara it's good, but in the Gemara it's not mashmah that way. The Gemara is mashmah, we're talking about Yafa v'Yafa, Epizagut Tekaya, that he has some special kaya. But Akoponim, these are three pshatim in the Gemara. They go in order of the old balance. What do? You put more weight on Svara or what the Pashtus HaGemara is? The Rush is the biggest Chiddush, but it's the Pashtus HaGemara. The Ramban is the most mustaver, but it's not like the Pashtus HaGemara. And the Paiskim also have a machlekes at a paskin. There's the Mechaber paskins like the Rif, and the Ramah paskins like the Rush, and the Shach paskins like the Ramban. So you have fight, the three shittas are all brought down in the Paiskim, and it comes out if you get a matana, if anybody ever gives you kaka for a matana, you got to watch out. You're going to spend kaiches and money on shvach. So, Pashtus, you read the Gemara, you think I'm home free. If I get a matana, it's good. The way it turns out, at least according to the Ramban, is you're not. You get back your hitzos, nothing more. And that's that. These are the three shittas. What do the three shittas depend on? Vaita, it all comes back to what we talked about in the beginning. What is Shvach? Is Shvach something new? Or is Shvach the same old karka? It all comes back to that. The Rush, we explain, learns that Shvach is something totally new. Shvach is like something new that came. Something new that came. If I get a field and I improve it, it's something new. If it's something new, so then the Rush is right. Then it's all Takana Drabanan. And by a Mekabel Matana, the Mekabel Matana keeps it. Why does he keep it? Because it's all something new. It's all something new. It has nothing to do with the Baal Chayiv. So if there's no Takana Drabanan, I just keep it. That's the Rosh Hashita. The Mekabel Matana keeps it. The Ramban, at the other extreme, says, no, Shvach is, it's the Guf HaKarka being improved. It's the Guf HaKarka being improved. And even the Mekabel Matana, it's really Meshubit. Aye, the Gemara says, Yafa v'yafa, we want to guarantee it. Okay, that's it for his Yitzias. Whatever money he spends, by a Baal Chayiv, he's guaranteed, so he loses it, he has to get it back from the Meicher. And by Matana, he's not guaranteed, so he's like, sorry, go back, go to him.
So that's the difference.
I'm not sure. We can clarify if you should keep Taitzois as Yerot HaSad HaChavei, right? According to this, which would make sense. Or is it the Kana Durban? I'm not sure. It could be Yetzal Poshas Yerot HaSad HaChavei, and then you can keep it. Okay, al kaponim, this is the rather complicated explanation of Shmuel's memra of Balchayv Gaives HaShvach. These are two ways to learn, the three sheets in the Rishayim, basically, that depend on the two ways to learn.